is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
We are cruising through another hour on the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Big name guest inside this hour, Gary Dolphin, voice of Iowa Hawkeye football. Talk about Saturday night in Indy. Michigan, 11.5 point favorite on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board against Iowa. Michigan wins. They're the Big Ten champions. And they guarantee a spot in the college football Final Four. So Gary Dolphin from Iowa City in a few moments. Matt Charbonneau on Mel Tucker, named Big Ten Football Coach of the Year. Matt with the Detroit News. He'll join us in about 20 minutes, give or take. Later in this broadcast, Sam Webb from our affiliate AM1050 in Ann Arbor. More on the Wolverines. Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com and the Detroit Lions podcast. A look back at a memorable Thanksgiving Day against a team that had quit on their coach, and it wasn't the Lions, because the Bears won. And Campbell is so inexperienced and in over his head, and it's not going to get better. It isn't. It will not get better. Him calling the plays is the worst decision I've ever seen from a Lions head coach. It really is. He's in over his skis in all areas except being a good guy and culture building. And they all play hard. Yeah, oh man. Yeah, man, they play hard. That's why they're all 10-1. Oh, 10-1. Oh, 10-1. So Jeff Risden, I'm limiting my time with Jeff now because the Lions are really driving me nuts. I don't know where a win is the rest of the year. I don't. Hey, Atlanta just went on the road with Jalen Mayfield. The Bulldozer up front out of Grand Rapids Catholic Central in the University of Michigan. So Rizzy later. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort, will check in. They have some great shows happening indoors. Already booking some outdoor shows for the summer of 2022 in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Timmy, known as the fun governor from Soarin' Eagle. Before we are done, huge question of the day you can answer. Do you agree with the media and the coaches voting? Mel Tucker, Big Ten Coach of the Year. I think Jim Harbaugh has a better resume. He does. He doesn't have a bad loss, and he wasn't embarrassed by Ohio State. Mel does have the win over Harbaugh. This is about this year, not what Mel's done the first 2 years. I think, and I'm serious, co-coach of the year would fit both Tucker and Harbaugh. So you can answer that question at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on that Huge text chain where you can text us anytime you want to. Text the word huge out of 21,000. I do want to send a message from my good friend Andrew Grassheis and the crew here on the west side of the state. The Ada Chili and Craft Beer Festival is this Saturday, 11 a.m. in downtown Ada, west side of the state. I think they had 4,000 people 2 years ago at the event. All the money goes to the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. It's an open invitation to anybody listening across the state. And you can come hang out at the Ada Chili and Craft Beer Festival. And afterwards, you can watch Michigan and Iowa in the Big Ten Championship game. So if you need tickets for the Ada Craft Beer and Chili Festival this Saturday, 11 a.m. downtown Ada, you can just search Ada Chili and Beer Festival on Facebook. Get your tickets now. Speaking of Iowa and Michigan, earlier last week, probably less than a week ago, most didn't think the Big Ten title game would be Iowa and Michigan. They thought it would be Wisconsin and Ohio State, and there you go. Wisconsin gets beat at Minnesota. Iowa takes care of business. Michigan really hammers Ohio State, and your championship game is set Saturday night in Indy. And Gary Dolphin, one of the great play-by-play voices in college sports, he is standing by the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, my friend.
good to be on with you. It's quirky how things turn out sometimes. That beer and chili fest sounds pretty appealing. I wish I could be there, but I'll be a little preoccupied.
Yeah, well, you guys, 8 p.m. game. So game day, you guys got to get to the stadium, what, 4 o'clock maybe?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there about that time, maybe even a little earlier. I'm going to be in West Lafayette the night before. It's this undefeated Hawkeye basketball team, which has kind of opened some eyes after last night's win at Virginia. It takes on second-ranked Purdue in Mackey, which is not easy, as you know. And so it's going to be quite a weekend.
For Iowa Hawkeyes and Kirk Ferentz and this football team, storyline's been defense all year. Offense has been towards the bottom of the Big Ten. You're playing with house money, nothing to lose. Pressure's on Michigan because a college football playoff spot is on the line. How do you look at this Iowa-Michigan game from an Iowa perspective?
About as you stated it. You know, the only thing I would add in there is Iowa's best offense seemingly has been on special teams with Charlie Jones. He was named the Big Ten Return Man of the Year. He's been spectacular on punt returns and kick returns. His 100-yard score a couple weeks back against Illinois completely flipped that game. But and Iowa's punting game has been one of the best in the country. They've been pinning opponents' offenses deep in their own territory, therefore giving that already salty Iowa defense a leg up or a hand up. So I think you have to associate Iowa's defense with special teams. They've really gone hand to glove. You're right about the offense. It has, I don't know if struggle's the term, been very inconsistent up and down, due primarily to literally a brand new, save for the great center, Tyler Lindebaum, pretty much brand new offensive line, and they've shown that immaturity and that inexperience in a lot of games this year. Now, when they do get it going like they did last week at Nebraska, Tyler Goodson becomes one of the best running backs in the country, certainly in the Big Ten, and I think that's the key. For Iowa to beat Michigan, they have to win the battle in time of possession. They have to win the battle of field position, and I think they're positioned now, playing with a lot of confidence to do both of those, Bill. And if that happens, then I think we'll have a great football game Saturday night.
It's interesting, you know, win up front. It's kind of the storyline Michigan had going into the Ohio State game a week ago.
Oh, I agree, and they have an outstanding player in Aiden Hutchinson. Kirk Ferentz was comparing him the other day, and I trust Kirk's opinion. He's coached in the NFL and in college at the highest level, but he likened Aiden Hutchinson to John Randall, to Howie Long, and J.J. Watt. That's a mouthful. That's a pretty good endorsement from the longest-serving football coach in the country. And so they've got to figure it out. Iowa's been doing, Bill, frankly, is to help out that young offensive line. They've been going two and three tight ends. They'll put two fullbacks out there at once. Both are outstanding blockers. They both go about 250 pounds. They'll line one of them up behind the other tight end. I mean, they are behind a tight end. They've got it figured out. They just need to go out and execute against Hutchinson and that great Michigan defense coming up on Saturday.
You know, when I look at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, Big Board, line Michigan favored by 11.5, I kind of step back and say, wait a minute, I get Iowa hasn't been putting up, you know, 50 points a game, but they have won their last four. Their only losses are at Wisconsin, and Purdue took it to Iowa at home on the letdown game after Iowa beat Penn State the week before. This is a 10-2 team coming into Indy. It's not like it's a 7-5 team that backed their way in to the championship game.
I think that's a great observation, and Iowa is not flashy. You know, they're not going to go up and down the field like some of the spread teams that you see. They're a pro style setup. They come right at you. They're big. They're tough. They're physical. They do have some excellent skill players at key position. You know, the Iowa secondary is one of the best in college football, and they've proven it all year long. And they feasted on turnovers, Bill. And that's you know. It's nothing new, not a great revelation there. Iowa has, I think they're plus 12 or 13 in turnovers. They've turned the opposition over 20 to 25 times this season. So they're a very poised unit on defense. They've got a lot of experience on the defensive side of the football, and they just have to hope they win the turnover battle and win the battle of field position and time of possession. That's kind of been their mantra all season long. Now, they've had some issues on the offensive side of the football, not only with the passing game and that young offensive line, but they've had some injuries at the quarterback spot. Now, Spencer Petras is back. And he's more of a pocket quarterback. He's not a statue, but he's not very mobile versus Alex Padilla. I wouldn't be surprised to see Kirk Ferentz play both guys on Saturday night just to make things interesting.
Gary Dolphin, great play-by-play voice for Iowa football and basketball, joining us on the Meyer guest line, talking about Iowa and Michigan, the Big Ten football championship game Saturday night, 8 p.m. Michigan time. In Indy, Wolverines on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, big board, 11.5-point neutral site favorites. That's interesting. This is a 10-2 Iowa team, like I said, and top three defense in the Big Ten. As much as we talk about Michigan's defense, top three defense in the Big Ten, but second to last in the Big Ten offensively. And if they can control the clock and pound that football, that will spell trouble for Michigan. Before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on what you've seen early on in the Big Ten in hoops. You mentioned Iowa. Nice win. Looked really solid start to finish last night against Virginia. This conference looks like you better take care of business at home and find a way to win road games when you can.
That's a great observation and a perfect statement for this year. You know, last year when there were so many great players on so many outstanding teams, the league was awesome top to bottom. But, you know, Iowa's coming into the season. No more Luka Garza. No more Joe Wieskamp. Jack Nungy and C.J. Frederick transfer portaled out. And all the best to them at Kentucky and Xavier. But Iowa has a bunch of young, aggressive, hungry players led by Keegan Murray. He's the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week. He's averaging around 26 points a game, 26 points a game. He had 18-9 last night against the Cavaliers. He's no secret anymore. He kind of burst on the scene last year. And I think you're seeing that. Now, granted, Purdue has Travion and Edie and other outstanding players, and Illinois has Kofi back. So there are some marquee stars returning. But for the most part, when you look around the league, a lot of guys have left for one reason or another. But the Big Ten has always recruited well, at least the last 5 years anyway. So they've got a lot of great players that perhaps you're not as familiar with as you will be by the end of the year. And so to your point, I think that makes for a wide open race this season. I think Purdue's a legitimate number two in college basketball. They're very strong inside. They've got great perimeter play as well. So we'll see. I mean, in basketball, 35 games, Bill, as you know, it's always the key is always who stays healthy. And you're right, who wins, who takes care of the home court, and who picks off a few on the road.
And with the great coaching lineup in the Big Ten, what teams start to improve? Like, I'm seeing Michigan State get better. They're into the top 25 for the first time. Michigan at number four, they were counting on young guys to step in and be 15-point-a-night performers, and they're still learning. So a long ways to go. We'll see when we get through December what early January looks like. Gary Dolphin, voice of Iowa football and basketball. Man, enjoy that Friday night, West Lafayette, Iowa, Purdue, and then the next day, Iowa, Michigan, and Indy. Saturday night for the Big Ten football championship. That's a pretty cool weekend.
That's what makes college basketball and college football so much fun. I mean, you don't get these opportunities that often, particularly in broadcasting. So I'll certainly make the most of it with Ed Podolak and Bobby Hanson, your buddy Bobby from the Bulls. And thanks for having me on, Bill.
Yeah, always appreciate it, man. Gary, safe travels, all right?
Take care, bud.
Yeah, I was just laughing, thinking about Bob Hanson. He's a former Bulls three-point shooter. Played at Iowa. He's on the broadcast team, and I got to know him in Chicago because he was on the Bulls broadcast. So he'd come on my show, and we'd talk NBA, and then I got to hang out with him. And when I took on the women in my gender challenge, I had done it in Austin, Texas in my previous stop. So when the NBA was saying, we got next, that was their hook line, I stated on air that there wasn't a girl that could beat me in the world, wasn't a girl that could beat me in one-on-one basketball. Not one. Not one woman that could beat me. So at the time, you have to think, this is 97 in Austin, so that's 24 years ago. A little bit different shape to my body at the time. We had so many girls sign up to play me, we had to do a lottery, and I brought an accounting team in of Shaftem and Shaftem, because there was no Bean Garter down in Austin. So I had people in there to verify it. We did a lottery. Like 150 girls, women, wanted to play me. It would be up to 21, twos and threes. Had an NBA official who lived in Austin, because it was going to take place in August. He was going to officiate. If I fouled, if I got past three fouls, the woman then would get a free throw for 1 point and keep the ball to make it fair, so I just went hack, right? So we had really cool rules. A high school let us use their gym in northern Austin. Maybe it was Round Rock, just outside of Austin. And, you know, school wasn't in yet, right? It was early August, I'm going to say 1997. And by the luck of the draw, this was, and it was really flat out just a draw. I get a former WNBA player, Clarissa Davis Reitzel. I remember the name, about 6'3", strong. I'm like, oh boy. Then I get two former Texas players, two other college players, and luckily draw like three high school girls. But again, they're all who have played or were playing. And there was no money. There was nothing but bragging rights. So the night before the games, I did my show. I talked about today would be a day for every young boy that dreamed of playing in the WNBA, right? I had my entourage that would join me. I had a limo pull up, so the TV stations were there, and you know, we hired 10 people to have cameras, so it looked like I had paparazzi. I was playing it up. On TV, I stated, I went live like on the CBS affiliate, I will not lose. This is a day for every young boy out there watching who wants to be a WNBA player. Long story short, I win my first seven. It's eight games. You have to remember, I'm playing back-to-back, five-minute break between all these rules were set up. There was everybody, it was transparent. I win my first seven games. Ironically, the games were drawn on air the day before, and Clarissa Davis Reitzel was the last one, the former WNBA player. So I'm 7-0. I go back to the locker room for 5 minutes, go to the bathroom, kind of, I know I have, she's, like I said, 6'3", maybe even 6'4", and she was tough, she was strong. I think her husband played college basketball. I was like, this is going to be, and there's about 400 people in the stands, right? Maybe four rooting for me. So I'm in my locker room. I had the boys' locker room. They had the girls' locker room at this high school, I think in Round Rock, Texas, just north of Austin. And I'm walking back towards the locker rooms, and all of a sudden in the hallway, I see Clarissa Davis Reitzel. And she goes, what's up? She looks, she stops, and she's got like tattoos on her arms. And I go, yeah? She goes, I just want you to know I'm going to kick your effing ass. And I'm like, there's no one around. There's no one around. You want to hear my comeback? Oh, yeah? And I didn't know she had me totally intimidated. So I turn, and I'm mad about being intimidated. That doesn't happen often, but I'm mad about it. I walk in the locker room, and there's a rack of balls, and I kick it, and I'm like, bam, 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 bleepity, bleep, 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 bleep. And all of a sudden, the business manager's 10-year-old son was the ball boy, was going back to get the balls. He's standing to the left, and he looks at me. It's like a bad Coca-Cola commercial. He goes, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be all right. And that was it with the kid. I go, well, you can take the balls back out. So I sat down, and I thought, and I said, oh, my gosh. I'm going to get just smoked by her. We go out, the crowd is all for her. It's my event, but they're all for her. And she goes up big, like 14-10, and it's physical. I think it was Mark Crawford or Joe Crawford, the NBA ref, is letting it go, which I told him to. If the girls were good, let it go, right? And it goes back and forth. And now I'm on my eighth straight game with 5-minute breaks in between, right? I had trained for like 6 weeks like I was Rocky, okay? I mean, seriously, trained really hard. So now it's to 21, win by two, or 25 straight up. That's what it was, right? Twos and threes. Goes back and forth. All of a sudden, it's 23-22 her. It's 2:25. And I said, I'm out of gas. I'm going to step back, shoot a long three. If I don't get it, she's probably going to get the rebound, be able to go get a layup. It's over. So I dribbled in, dribbled back quick, shot about a 27-footer, and I yelled game just for the sake of being there, and it swishes, and I win. My entourage comes out. They had a long mirror, and I kind of looked at myself, and I went and did, like, live TV, and the anchor threw the pencil at the screen because I said, this, yeah, I got a towel around my neck. This is for every boy that had a dream to be a WNBA player. So I won all eight. Naturally, with the limo and the bar that was doing the post party, I acted like I just won the Olympics, right? So the following year, I'm in Chicago, and I'm like feeling, hey, man, it's Chicago. We're going to do the huge gender challenge. So the first year, we do it in the United Center parking lot, right? Bulls get behind it. At the time, I don't think the Bulls had their WNBA. They have the Chicago Sky now, who just won the WNBA championship. And I did the random drawing. You got to remember, Chicago has a lot more girls, women to choose from. There was college girls, a girl that played in Italy that scored like 50 points at a game. I think her name was it Diana Vines? I'm trying to remember these names. They stick with me. And she beat me like 21-3. I lost to five of the girls. And I was like, man. And then I had to go sit at that dinner party with them afterwards. They go, you seem upset. I'm like, I'm not. I'm happy. So it's Chicago. It's a bigger market. You're getting media coverage. Well, the next year, that's when I got Bobby Hansen, who's now in the Iowa Basketball Network, the former Bull, great shooter back in the day in the NBA. We're going to do it at Grant Park now in Chicago. And I was hell-bent on training and getting back there. And you know what, man? That second year, I went and won them all. And I beat that Diana Vines. We set it up. She'd be the last game, and I beat her. I beat her, man. In basketball. That was awesome. Still, three of the coolest promotions I've ever done on radio. Just fantastic. And it was really good afterwards. There was nothing bitter, ugly. It was fun. It was competitive. And I gained a lot of respect for how good women were at basketball. That was cool. I won't do it again, though. I didn't do it after that. I told Bobby Hansen, I said, I'm done. It is a Tuesday broadcast here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Next segment, Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News. Michigan State football and basketball insider will get his thoughts on Mel Tucker, named Big Ten Football Coach of the Year. And he'll answer our huge question of the day. Do you think Tucker deserved it over Harbaugh? You can answer that question at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Sam Webb from our affiliate AM 1050 WTKA in Ann Arbor on Michigan-Iowa Saturday night in the Big Ten Championship game. Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com and the Detroit Lions podcast. Can Dan Campbell ever grow into a just decent NFL in-game head coach? He'll answer that question. And Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, will check in. They have some great indoor shows, huge giveaways happening during the holiday season. We'll get the latest from Tim before we are done. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BeenGarter.com.
This season, keep your power sport equipment trail ready with Gates G-Force belts from your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store. Your locally owned, authorized Gates belts headquarters. G-Force belts are made carbon tensile strong for minimal stretch and maximum durability. For all your name brand automotive parts, stop by your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store or visit myautovaluestore.com. Always carry a spare and ride safely this season with Gates G-Force belts at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now they have their latest no-brainer bet. And DraftKings is legit. They're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You can withdraw your money and get your cash anytime you want to. And here's the no-brainer deal right now on any NFL game. Just sign up using code HUGE after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and then bet just $1 on any team to score in an NFL game. And you can win $100 in free bets. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Then bet just $1 on any team to score and you'll win $100 in free bets if they score. You score with promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios during the holiday season. If you want to get something sweet for anybody who's into their car, truck, SUV, snowmobiles, ATVs, motorcycles, and more, get an Auto Value gift card for the location close to you. Go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Huge question of the day. Mel Tucker was named the Big Ten Football Coach of the Year. I thought Harbaugh had a better resume. You tell me. Co-coaches of the year, it should have been. Because if you think about it, last year was pretty similar, except Michigan State beat Michigan. I know the expectations were around 7.5 was the number on the DraftKings Sportsbook app big board on total wins for Michigan before the season, 4.5 for Michigan State. But if you take Tucker beat Harbaugh in East Lansing, Harbaugh didn't have a bad loss in the Big Ten, and they beat Ohio State. I think co-coach of the year would have been cool, in my mind. That's my opinion. I'm asking yours, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on that Huge text chain. It's free. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. Dan Hasty joined us earlier about the Javi Baez signing by the Tigers. The more you step back from the Correa sweepstakes, it's a good signing. Tigers are a better baseball team than they were 24 hours ago. They are. They're a better baseball team. Gary Dolphin joined us from the Iowa Network. Watch out for the Hawkeyes, 10-2. Their run game came alive against Nebraska, but a lot of people got right against Nebraska. Saturday night, Big Ten championship. I am having a private Michigan-Iowa Big Ten championship watch party upstairs at Eastern Hall in Grand Rapids. 21 and up. It's limited. I do have the tweet, at Huge Show, the post, The Huge Show on Facebook if you're interested in coming. But it's limited. I don't have too many spots left. And it's private. Because I'm not going to babysit everybody. Okay, cash bar, you have to be 21 and up. Somebody said, well, hey, can I bring my 19-year-old? No, you have to be 21 and up. I'm not babysitting. I don't have to babysit Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, Michigan State football and basketball insider. He's pretty responsible. How you doing, Matthew?
Hey, I'm ready to come to the watch party. I mean, come on. Let's have some fun, huh?
Yeah, I thought, what would Couch, Charbonneau, Tim Stout, and Jim Comperoni be like at the table at the Michigan-Iowa watch party?
That'd be some fun. Although I got to, you know, I'm a team player. I got to help out, so I'm going to head down to Indy anyway. And,
cover the game. What a tough job, Matt. I really feel for you. Hey, the storyline away from the team you cover in Michigan State, of Mel Tucker getting Coach of the Year today, which we'll talk about in a second. You know, the story of Harbaugh and what this team has done this year based on August expectations for both Michigan State and Michigan. We are blessed right here in this state to have the two biggest stories in college football this year.
I think that's fair. I mean, I felt like this as we've been watching it happen all year. I mean, obviously, I'm following it a little more closely to the Michigan State side. But, you know, as we kept talking about what the job Mel Tucker was doing, and each week they were exceeding what everyone thought they were going to be, I was kind of saying they're doing the same thing in Ann Arbor. I mean, most people didn't really have them winning more than maybe 6-8 games, something like that. Maybe 9 games would have been a really good year. We certainly didn't see this coming. Certainly after, you know, all the changes they made on the staff and with Jim Harbaugh's contract, all that. These are just two teams I don't think anyone was picking was going to be in the spot they were late in the season, and now Michigan with a chance to win the Big Ten and probably go to the playoffs if they do. It's really been remarkable, which leads us into, I'm sure we're going to talk about the Coach of the Year thing, which I'm not sure there's been a closer, if you could have a closer really race between these two guys. And I'm not sure if you pick one or the other, if anyone could give you a hard time for it, because they've both been pretty doggone good.
That's why I said co-coach of the year. I really, not that the media or coaches had to get together, but to me, both were deserving. And I think if you looked at each other coach's resume, Tucker versus Harbaugh, you'd say, okay, he beat Michigan. That was in East Lansing. Flip side, Tucker got blown out, embarrassed by Ohio State. Michigan beat Ohio State. Michigan then doesn't have the bad loss like State did at Purdue, where they didn't look good. And to me, it kind of evens itself out or even leans towards Harbaugh, in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, and it's close, too. And when you're voting, and I was one of these guys that gets a vote, they don't give you the option to say 1A and 1B. You got to do 1, 2, and 3. And so, full disclosure, I did go with Tucker. I gave it a tiny edge in just how much they had to overhaul that team. And it's a small, small edge. I mean, everything you said, too, with Jim Harbaugh obviously beating Ohio State and being in position now to win the Big Ten, it's all valid. I could easily buy anyone saying Jim Harbaugh is the guy, too. It's just so close. I will say this, though. Both guys, I mean, what a hell of a job for both of them, to be honest. So, either guy would have been deserving of it. It was tough on that one where you have to put one and you have to put one, too. So, that's the way I landed on it.
His name is Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News. He follows Michigan State football and basketball. What are your thoughts on that game, Iowa and Michigan?
I mean, I really love the way Michigan's playing. My big thing is with Iowa, I don't know how they're going to score points or score enough points to really have a chance to win this game. I love the way Michigan's defense is playing. You know, Iowa has their issues offensively. They're challenged on that side of the ball, but they've got a good enough defense that's going to keep them in just about every game they're going to play. So, you know, I'm certainly leaning towards Michigan. I think if they're running the ball the way we've seen most of the year, continue to by 10 plus points, maybe even two touchdowns. I just think they're playing with a confidence right now, and just that defense has been so good. I have a hard time seeing Iowa have enough in the tank to beat them in this one.
What bowl game for Michigan State? I know New Year's Six Bowl looks like a lock, unless there's some surprise in the college football playoff rankings tonight. What are you projecting? Where do you think Mel Tucker and the Spartans will end up, and who will they play?
I mean, I think right now the Fiesta Bowl is a pretty solid landing spot. It's looking like that's a pretty likely one. The thing about it, though, is if Iowa wins this, if they pull off the upset, or say Cincinnati loses to Houston, but more importantly, if Iowa pulls it off, that's going to probably knock Michigan State out of the New Year's Six because, you know, they're not going to go to the playoff. They'd get the Rose Bowl spot, but Michigan and Ohio State probably would also be in the New Year's Six, which would put MSU maybe Citrus Bowl, something like that, or Outback Bowl. So assuming there's no upset, it's looking like Fiesta the most likely New Year's Six Bowl game, perhaps against Notre Dame if Notre Dame doesn't find their way into the playoff. Peach Bowl, I guess, is another possibility, maybe against a Wake Forest, which would be an interesting matchup with the whole Kenneth Walker connection, or maybe even Pitt, something like that. So that's the way it stands right now. If I had to make a travel plan right now, it'd probably be to Phoenix for January 1st.
Before I let go, Matt, you also follow Michigan State basketball, the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They get Louisville, Izzo, and the Spartans improving. I thought Bahamas was really a proving road trip, and now they'll face Louisville. They're back in the top 25 at number 22. Your thoughts on this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to like a lot of things that they're doing right now. The turnovers still have to be a concern. I mean, you assume they're going to get better as Tyson Walker gets a little more comfortable in his role there at point guard. But right now, each point guard, he and A.J. Hogan, are averaging like three a game. I mean, it's something that has to – there's no magic fix to that one either. It's just these guys got to keep playing and work their way through it. So, but you got to like the way Marcus Bingham's playing. Max Christie didn't shoot the ball great down there, but, you know, he's a freshman who's defending pretty good and getting after it. Jay Nakin showed some bright spots. Malik Hall. And I like the way Gabe Brown's been consistently good each game. So there's a lot to like about Michigan State right now. They played Baylor tough for, you know, a little more than a half. But Louisville's an interesting team. Not a great offensive team, but it's going to get after you and defend you, so it's going to be a good challenge. But I think right now with Big Ten play starting next week, if you're a Michigan State basketball fan, you got to feel pretty optimistic about how things are playing out right now.
The Akins kid has some freaky athletic ability. I think he needs more minutes, if not starting. I agree. The point guard position, I said this early and people came at me. I said, you know, Walker and Hogger just, you know, they need to be more consistent. And that's why, you know, State was unranked. They're up to 22. They had a good run down in the Bahamas. And we'll see what happens against Louisville. Matt, safe travels wherever you're going, to East Lansing, down to the Big Ten championship football game on Saturday night with Michigan and Iowa. Always appreciate your time.
You got it, Hughes. Thanks, man.
All right, Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News. Follows Michigan State football and basketball in the Big Ten. Joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime sponsors of Michigan State University Athletics. Make sure you gear up for the basketball season or the Michigan State bowl game. Quality license official MSU gear, a huge selection. Always at that great Meyer price inside the team gear department at your local Meyer. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on college basketball. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy college hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options and boosted odds specials right there at your fingertips all season long. All you have to do is download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game that you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. This is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing. We're winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. It is a Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Also download the Eagle Access app. And don't forget about the Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel in Standish, Michigan, for our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area. Over on the east side of the state, in Oakland County, a horrific afternoon at Oxford High School. From WDIV in Detroit, an update on that shooter situation where police now say three students were killed, six others were hurt, and a sophomore 15-year-old student was taken into custody this afternoon during a shooting incident at Oxford High School. Oklahoma County Undersheriff Mike McCabe said starting at 12:51 p.m. Tuesday, the Oakland County Sheriff's Office received more than 100 calls to their dispatch about an active shooter at Oxford High School. Deputies responded to the school, and within 5 minutes of the first 911 call, the suspected shooter was taken into custody, according to authorities. So three dead, six others hurt. 15-year-old shooter. Schools are our sanctuaries for our children, a safe haven. You're going to have to do metal detectors when those kids walk into schools. It's going to have to happen everywhere. It's not a gun issue. It's a mental health issue in America that needs to be addressed. We don't pay enough attention to mental health. 24/7. The podcasts and interviews are free. You can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.